Let's put some form or fashion on it. I mean, you've just made a general statement. Okay, so what other point you want to raise then?
Right.
Because I don't before you go on, I don't disagree with you.
No, sorry. Let me stop there. You're talking like a lawyer. A double negative. You agree with me. Let's be simple.
No.
You don't disagree with me.
I will say exactly what I want to say.
You agree with me because when you go with this convoluted.
But okay, I agree with you in some aspects of what you're saying. Okay, some aspects. Same thing as this. I do not agree with you on all things. We can put it in all the different ways. I know the English language very, very well.
Yeah, well, that's probably the case, because if you need to deal with the English language when it comes to the legal fraternity, you need to understand the way they speak, which is a very roundabout, convoluted, very over-involved way, which means you have to engage them if you have to go to the courts, and that is part of the issue. As I said, let's move on from there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I think a responsible government that is looking to borrow money, that is looking to raise money, that is looking to renegotiate the arrangements that they have in the past in getting money, needs to recognize, to be responsible, need to be recognized as being cognizant that the way they spend money will factor into the way they are perceived by those who are in the position to lend them or renegotiate the deals that they are involved with. If you go and you spend money I'm not talking about domestic debt. Domestic debt has virtually been solved right now. But if you go and you are spending U.S. money in traveling all over the world, globe-trotting, and not actually reporting in itemized ways how that U.S. money is being spent, and employing international consultants and getting involved in areas where there's no real means of determining that there is a return on the investment. I'm not particularly I know you're talking about some North Gas and stuff. That is fine as a separate issue. Well, that's probably involved with the same thing. But you're spending U.S. money without any real change, because over the past 3 or 4 or 5 years, there's really no change in that regard.
Be specific, because you're all over the place when it comes to that issue. Because you're specific, we would be in a position to really have a proper discussion.
Right. We are spending, how much money is spent on, let's say, we're bringing in scanners, $40 million. Let's say $20 million U.S. dollars, because it's an overseas thing. I'm not sure that they made we do need garbage trucks for sure. But I want to know how much money is spent on overseas travel. I want to know how much money really is
overseas travel for who? Which department? Or you mean for total government department? For total government?
Yes. Everything. Because if you don't have to travel, why travel? Right now, we're looking to renegotiate deals. But we have no real... Do you know how much money is spent in U.S. money to maintain the various embassies around the world? Do you have any idea of that? No, I don't either. So we have areas where perhaps we can start cutting back. You see, if you have to negotiate deals, if you have to impress on people that I am worthy of your lending, I am worthy of the continuing of a relationship between you and me, I think you have to demonstrate that you are circumspect as to where you spend your money and how best you can save.
Could you put a pin? Could you put a pin there right now? And just let's look at this one issue, because I've got a whole bunch of calls, and I really want us to just develop and deal with one issue right now. You mentioned just now the embassies, and I think that I totally agree with you on that.
You sure you're not disagreeing? All right, let's go. Sorry, that didn't say. Sorry.
Disagree with you on some aspects of the point that you have made, but I agree with you on the point that there should be a merger of some sort with those embassies. But I'll develop that point, but we've got to take a commercial break right now. So don't go away, please. I want to discuss this with you. Welcome back to Brass Tacks. Are you still there?
Yes.
Good. The point I was making to you in terms of the embassies, I think you're onto something there. It's something that I've always questioned. But, I mean, although I know the answer, I still question it. Now, a few years ago, about 15, maybe even 20 years ago, the Canadians and the Australians got together and they actually began to share their embassy space around the world.
Correct.
And I said to myself, well, hold on. One fella in North America, the next one So in Asia. And they're sharing embassies, different time zones, the works. But yet they can share their embassy to countries that can stand on their own. To large countries that can stand on their own. Yet, these little dots in the Caribbean, these island states, cannot find it possible to share, you know, to share a building.
Building secretariats,
yes. A secretary, that type of thing.
Yeah.
It does not make sense to me.
Thank you for being part of the wider point. Because if you are trying to impress people that you want to use their money, or you want to renegotiate the deal that you know your money was that their money was originally involved with, you have to demonstrate to them that you are prepared to show responsibility in the way that money is spent. Mm-hmm. And actions that you have just described is a responsible action. It's a responsible action, and it will probably endear you to even more investors. But I do not even see these CARICOM people speaking about that kind of eventuality, because, again, I say to you, at least in the Barbados sense, we have the wrong type of people making decisions, the wrong type of people sitting in policy making decisions. If you can't see that, you think I'm attacking the fraternity. I just need to have problems solved.
No, you are attacking the fraternity.
Yeah, I am, because they're not problem solved. They do not solve problems. They're all about image and pomp. You know, we have this, they want to replace the constituency councils, I think it used to be called. They want to replace them with something else. And they want to name it Throne Council or something. Can you imagine if Barbados independent over 50-somebody years and you can talk about Throne something?
That is something very new to me. I've never heard that.
You didn't hear that? They were calling it a throne
not
something.
Throne.
It was such a ridiculous stuff. I even forgot about it probably on purpose. Look, we need problem solvers. We need people who can solve problems and not people who can present images to the public to give the impression that they're actually busy and doing something in their interest. They're not solving anything. I kid you not. We have the wrong people. And I would mention that till I die.
All right. And we are going to pick this up another time. But it's nice talking to you. Have a great day. You're on the air. Good morning.
Good morning, Mr. Price.
How are you today?
I'm okay. And you?
I'm well.
Well, I can hear your voice. Exuberant from you, some good presentations. Huh? No, all right. I don't even want to touch on the aspect of Mr. Lachey speaking. I'll just say in passing, the DLP has got a Herculean task on their hand, and it is how well they chart their course going forward that will make any kind of. But it's a Herculean task, and rest assured, it's not going to be easy. Some guy was talking to me there this week, and he said to me, if the Barbados Labour Party should lose a seat next election, it would be to one of the other parties. It would not be to the DLP. I said, okay, sir. You know, because I speak to people every second is there, all day long. People, and then they recall, and every turn is, we're all this, we're all that. Okay. All right. What you would deem right now to be three major problems facing Barbados? I have got my three. I'm going to touch on them speedily. But let me hear what you think as to the question.
No, you go ahead.
The three major problems pressing the island right now would be, one, water, which would embrace electricity, and garbage. But I have made the point that garbage, I would put garbage even before. No. If you are not healthy, then how pertinent would be water? Water is the life-saving, life all over the world. We understand that clearly. We can't put water in any secondary role. But I'm saying that if you're sick to the extent because of garbage all around you and you have an epidemic outbreak or whatever, I don't know how much water would help. So the three major things right now, in my estimation, would be water, coupled with electricity, and garbage. I'm saying that garbage, you made a point in your presentation not too long about where we turn in the island. And, I mean, it hurts me to see that we've reached this juncture where there's garbage left, right, and center of you turn in every nook and cranny. I don't think this is anything welcoming for any government. It's a problem, a major problem. Okay, that takes me now on to, and you made the point, even if you get the garbage truck and the collection, we've got to sort garbage, and I've been relentless on this, start to sort garbage at base. Now, garbage is a number one problem in the island. When you say, sir, I glean from you that you're saying start to separate garbage in the sense of 3, 4, 5 bins at house, and the recycling aspect fly straight to you in that regard. Recycling is necessary, one, very, very necessary, and every person will have a piece of the action in the aspect of having to recycle, because you're saying things to the recycling place, and you'll be given a stipend, et cetera, et cetera. But the interesting thing is, in doing all of this, it will be keeping your country particularly clean. And I am for the life of me, I heard Mr. Bino there the other day saying that he wanted to get a home for his recycling thing.
Bees,
I am saying bring all the stakeholders, not only Mr. Bino, but bring everybody and let us get this garbage thing rest to the ground. Bring them all in, sit them down, and try to get a decision regarding what are we going to do going forward, because we don't want another 6 months to find us in this dilemma with garbage all over the place. Then the garbage trucks will be okay. I have no quarrel with that. But then you're going to have negotiations for the workers and have a package for them, how they'll work, if it's going to be 5 days, 7 days, or whatever. But that is the union and the government has come to that consensus as regarding. But
what is your view on that?
Well, if you have the trucks and the workers will work, I don't have any quarrel with having it rotated and worked out among themselves. I don't have any quarrel with that at all. But they can get work among themselves. But the back to the more lasting thing, the solution, is the recycling of garbage. I am particularly satisfied for the couple of years that Bees and the other stakeholders were taking up the recyclables in the island. I'm satisfied they've done a tremendous job. If you can imagine all down the gullies, they let gas balls, the persons went and cut up old truck, old car, clean up gullies. I mean, this is a commendable effort. And you can't but laud something like this. I think the persons should be honored for doing something like this. I am going to emphasize recycling right now is the emphasis for this garbage situation. Right now, we understand we have it all bundled all in one for now, and we have to get this cleared. But going forward, I think your emphasis and impetus should be in the recycling aspect of garbage on the island. Now, Mr. Bino was saying that he had something with Town and Country Planning, whatever. I am satisfied with Ms. Molly Gordon. She says she revolutionized Town and Country Planning. You have to have 6 months, whatever, and if you don't, you go to a tribunal, and out of that, a decision has to be made either way. I am saying fast track, whatever it is, because this is a pressing matter, and get whoever all sorted out that they can get this recycling process in motion, and let's get going, because we don't want to have a recurrence ever again with this amount of garbage left, right, and center, and every nook and cranny. That is my put on it.
Well get said, it. Sir.
Huh?
Well said.
Thank you.
And I certainly agree with you. You have a great day, huh? Take good care, man. Nice talking to you all. You're on the air. Thank you for holding 32 minutes.
Good morning, Mr. Sankapri.
Hello, Miss Winnie. You all right?
I'm just trying to get the people to come to read my meter and to see what is going on, you know?
But yes, it's about $4,062 or something like that.
$4,620.
$4,620, right, okay.
Yeah, well, you know, just what got to be. You know, if it's at me, you know, well, you got to be paid. But what I'm saying, I just need them to come and read it. I speak to a very nice lady this morning, and she said she's going to make it urgent that someone come.
That need to be read, because, as I told you on Sunday, $4,000 in water is a swimming pool, a couple of swimming pools.
And that's what I don't have.
So I suspect it's either a bad read or something, or the meter is not functioning properly or something. But because you could not have a leak like that, or you would know. Or somebody is tapping into your service, and they are using quite a bit of water.
The last three bills, something should have shown up on that unit.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyway, look, I called to congratulate Prime Minister Mia Monty and her team and everyone that come out to help. I really appreciate everything they've done for the country. And no, you see what I mean? No D can mess with a hem, is it? See, Dorian cannot mess with him. You understand? Right. Now, what I am really, you know, the drainage, when they're cleaning the drain, they do say they clean the drain. They do not remove it. So all that rubbish that they take from the drain rush right back into the system.
I'm glad you raised that point because clearly there's a level, there needs to be greater coordination between the work crews, the ones in the field working, and the mechanization section. In other words, the ones who are driving the trucks and whatnot. I don't know how they are, how the whole thing is put together within the ministry, but it cannot, it does not make sense when you find you're working on a stretch of road. And they clean, the people go there and they do a fantastic job in cleaning, debushing the area. Then they actually move the grills from from the gutters, and they actually try to pull out some of the muck and other debris inside those gutters, and they try to clean them to make sure that they're flowing nicely and whatnot. And everything is stacked nicely and neatly against the road. But certainly, by the end of the day, a truck should be passing by to clean up that debris. And if not by the end of the day, within 24 hours. But you will find a week would pass, and it is there, and then it gets washed away right back inside the gutter. You know, and it happens repeatedly all across the island. So there must be some better coordination between... between what the work crews are doing and the ones who are controlling the trucks and whatnot. They got to be. Or not, it's really you're shooting yourself in your foot.
No, I'm sorry, but something got to be done. Something got to be done with these people who are sending out the people to clean the drain and cutting the bushes and leaving them there. Remember years ago I used to call, they cut the bush and they clean the drain right beside the mouth of the drain. And you know what happened? Tree end up growing there. They don't move it. Now, all this extra work that I have to put in to make sure the country was safe, try to make sure the country was safe, they all have to go back and end up taking up the drain and doing what they got to do. It should be, if you're going to send out a crew to clean the road, they should, okay, you're cleaning number one here today, and you're cleaning number two. As soon as number one and number two finish, there should be someone there come to take up the rubbish. And it's not happening. And, you know, listen, something is not right. They're not, you know, somebody's playing the half as far as I'm concerned with the life of people in Barbados. Because they are... I am not afraid to talk my mouth because, you know, I'm born free. You understand? But people got to work. They get paid. Come and do it. The people do their job. Come on, somebody got a truck that is there with the government. Come on, drive the truck and get the thing up. You know, and there's a lot I've seen on TV that, you know, what they're cleaning and things. Especially, I see someone in St. George doing the drain. And when you look at it, the drain, you know, they was trying to take a pickaxe to pick away the dirt that was cake-like, you know, like they paste it on there. You know, but by the way, I would like to thank Miss Minister Sandra Osborne and Lisa Cummings and Selwyn Brooks that bring a pump to, if the water was bad for me, that it will pump off in the gully. And really like to thank everyone that come out, Patrick, everyone that come to the Bagatelle area to relief, you know, to see that. Because it's only me and another two ladies that... You know, we'll be
going to start calling you the mayor of Bagatelle.
Listen, you know, I fight for us to get the clean water with the help of Mr. Simmons. We get the clean water. Now I'm fighting for the water that when it rains, Mr. Johnson must be wondering. I never call him in the night to say I'm getting flood. Because he can tell you every time it rains, I suffer. I have to be rescuing people out their cars. I have to bring them in my house. Because they cannot go because of the descent. Mr. Price, you don't know where I live. If you ever come there one day when it's raining, do not bring your car. Just try and see if you can walk to see it. It's like a river. You need a boat. Wow. And thank God the heaven opened up that, no, I am not touching where Winnie live, or I'm not touching Barbados. And I thank the Prime Minister from the bottom of my heart. She did a fantastic job. I'm wondering what vitamin she take, because I would like some. Because she looks so, I can't believe that lady don't sleep.
All right, Vinny, have yourself a great day. Thank you very much for your contribution.
Barbados, get ready for the Chinese Film Festival from August 27 to 31. It's going to be 5 nights of top Chinese films at the Olympus Theatre, sharing them all at 6 p.m. nightly with 2 films per night. So come and experience this wide range of Chinese films. And there's no admission. That's the Chinese Film Festival from August 27 to 31 at the Olympus Theatre, sharing them all.
This summer, MasterCard gives you 5 times more ways to win big. Now until September 15th, over 50 MasterCard credit card holders will win from over $10,000 in cash, Massey points, rewards cash, and more, including the grand prize package worth up to $5,000. 5 ways to enter means 5 easy ways to win. You can swipe your MasterCard credit card for purchases $50 or more. Sign up for a MasterCard credit card. Log on to play MasterCard's trivia game on Facebook or Instagram. Be in store at select partners or win instantly by simply being a Massey card holder. So enjoy 5 times more ways to win with Massey card. Call 418-CARD or log on to Facebook and Instagram for details.
Hello. We interrupt this broadcast with news of parents going bonkers at supermarkets island-wide. We have Patrick Johnson live at the scene. Patrick?
Well, the Tiger Malt back-to-school price cut is the reason for this pandemonium. From now until August 31st, you can buy Tiger Malt cans at a specially reduced price at Massey stores and Jordan supermarkets. I'll keep you up to date as more info comes to hand, but these Tiger Malts are flying off the shelves. Wait, Bob? What are you doing here?
It's the Tiger Malt back-to-school price cut. I'll be dad of the year and score points with the wife when I bring home these Tiger Malt cans. Looking for the perfect holiday or weekend getaway? Now is a great time to let St. Lucia inspire you. Imagine basking in the beauty of the Pitors, enjoying the healing powers of the Sulphur Springs, dancing the night away at the legendary Gros Islet Street Party, or simply relaxing at a world-class resort. Make it a reality. Book today. Enjoy special Caribcation rates of up to 65% off selected hotels. Contact your travel agent or visit caribcation.org for more information.
For 1 week only at UFO Wildy, all boys white keki blue regular shirts and girls plain blouses, just $26 each. All sizes for 1 week only, $26 each. Nobody beats our price. Money talks.
Let's go to the WhatsApp. Some reaction to Mr. Stephen Lashley being on this morning. This person is saying, the Democratic Labour Party continues to make fundamental mistakes. Verla DePisa will not recapture the government. Stephen Lashley is the most viable candidate in those ranks at this time. Still trying to ascertain why a two-time loser and potentially third would be their choice for leader. Another one here says, we the electorate, I was a supporter of the DLP voting for them from 1994 to 2008. I stopped supporting them in 2010, coincidentally immediately around the time Prime Minister Thompson got sick. The DLP is a failed party, and under their leadership, we would become a failed state. We may need a second party in this two-party system, but we can do without the DLP. Their main concern since the 1980s is winning elections, not proper governing. Barbados needs leadership, not campaigns. The person also goes on to write, we, the electorate, are partly to blame for putting doctors, lawyers, economists, engineers, etc. in office. They are not managers and generally do not have expertise in managing anything. We need qualified managers to manage our affairs as a nation. So those are just, this one last one where the person points out to me that in the 1960s, Barbados and Guyana shared their embassy. So thank you very much for that. That person is from England. You're on the air. Good morning.
Banker.
Yes, sir.
A blessed good morning to you.
Good morning to you, sir.
This is Mr. Harvey Culture.
Yes, sir.
I'm here suffering with some sinusitis, very bad, but I'm giving God thanks. We plow the fields and scatter the good seed on the land, but it is fed and watered by God's almighty hand. He sends the snow in winter, the warmth to swell the grain, the breezes and the sunshine, and all refreshing rain. All good gifts around us are sent from heaven above, so thank the Lord for all his love. Sanka, you know, sometimes when you come on the program, I called yesterday, but you know when you hear the repeat, you hear a lot of things that you would have missed. And Glenn Murray was the first caller yesterday, and I have to say, as a person who is a regular caller to Brass Tacks, that I am very, very, very disenchanted and disappointed with his contribution yesterday. And I leave that to bed. And a lot of persons who listen, they understood the road he was going down. And I could understand if you do not like an individual or if you were pushed in a corner because of X or Y, but I don't think what he did or tried to do yesterday was satisfactory. And when I look back at his track record, I think he's lost a lot of strength from off of his shoulder. And that is coming from me, Mr. Agriculture, and nobody else. That's how I see it personally. Sanka, the last 10 years under the Democratic Labour Party was a dreadful time. It was an inhumane time. It was an unsettled time. And any person who can come, regardless of class, color, or creed, or political affiliation, and come to John Public without no uncertainty and say that under the Democratic Labour Party, especially run by the former Prime Minister, Frondell Stewart, that it was a good batting, there are... I have no apologies for saying what I am going to say and about to say. Not a bus was bought. Not a sanitation truck was bought. That was jostled all over the place. Taxes were jostled left, right, and center. When you look to find out the amount of monies that was picked up with the inhumane taxes that the Honorable Chris Sigler, the former finance minister, put on John Public, you never could hear. But I know for the little bit of math that I did when I was going to school, it would have took us into the millions of dollars, Danker. You put on all kind of taxes. What, you know, NRSL this way, you put on the water. Right now, $1.50 a day, Sanker. And people will say, Article, sure, you're a partisan man. Yes, I'm partisan, but I'm saying the $1.50 a day now, it is hard for John Public. I'm not going to say that it ain't hard. Because first and foremost, you're paying for sewage and whatever, and then you're paying your water bill. It is hard. And especially we are struggling in this small country. But when you come to a government, Sanka, where you have to start at zero, the foreign reserves they lick up, the treasury was licked up, everything was licked up, what are you supposed to be, what is the incumbent government supposed to do in order to get back some level of stability in a country, Sanka? Well, I don't understand, and for the hell of me, no person that ran under the former Democratic ticket should be coming now to John Public to tell John Public nothing because they put the people in Barbados through the hornpipe. I went through the hornpipe. A lot of my friends went through the hornpipe. The middle class was completely wiped out under the former administrations. The poor people get poorer. So I don't understand what this former Democratic Labour Party, they are trying to do. You cannot walk in the shoes of the Prime Minister of Barbados, the Honourable Mayor Motley, if she's sleeping, if she's dreaming, or if she's running this country the way she got to run it. They have failed, and they have failed miserably. And I want to see their nasty political agenda. You have failed Barbados, and I want you to step aside and let the government that is running this country run it efficiently and effectively and continue to pull us from out of the well that we are in, Sanka. And that is my contribution for today. You have a blessed day. God be with you.
All right, sir. Thank you. Same to you. You're on the air. Good afternoon. Good morning. Sorry. Good morning. It's 11:13.